Corbyn's policies could help fight unhappiness for LGBT plus people. Michael Johnson, Socialist Party LGBT plus group. Lesbian, gay and bisexual people in Britain are reporting lower personal well-being than straight people in all areas, measured by the Office for National Statistics. The annual population survey shows LGBT people have lower feelings of happiness, life satisfaction and things they are doing in their life being worthwhile, along with significantly higher feelings of anxiety. These findings should come as no surprise. LGBT plus people are still experiencing oppression and the impacts of homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia in their daily lives. This includes bullying and harassment in school or at work, and problems with access to healthcare. The situation is certainly not helped by the Tories and Blairites' agenda of cuts and privatization. Services important to LGBT plus people, such as HIV services, are being slashed. Housing becomes harder to find. Jobs and wages are constantly under attack. Jeremy Corbyn's proposals to start reversing cuts and privatization and tackling the housing crisis could make a huge difference to LGBT plus people. These findings show that, as important as legal protections and reforms are for LGBT plus rights, they are not enough to end inequality on their own. Homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia in society must be fought with united action in LGBT plus communities. But we must also fight alongside the working class as a whole to ensure everyone has access to a real living wage, secure jobs or benefits, decent housing, free healthcare, and all other vital services. Only this can ensure that LGBT plus people, and everyone else, can improve their personal well-being.